I knew all of that time that it would be impossible to start an organization like the AAUP at a university not at the time of the highest repute or distinction. When I came to Johns Hopkins, I thought he was one of the, as generally regarded as intellectually, the one of the foremost universities in the country. Hey, we can start something. So I first persuaded a number of my colleagues, the old professors, with a professor of Sanskrit as chairman, he was sympathetic, to hold a meeting and to agree among themselves that they, as members of the Hopkins faculty, would call a meeting of some, I think it was eight, representatives of eight other institutions to take the first steps towards the organization of such an association, and then send out invitations to the members of other and less distinguished faculties, which we have not that he called it that, of course, to attend an organizing meeting sometime later.